Show coming out of the Pat McAfee Corporate Offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Atta baby Tone.
That is Bubba Gumpino. He is a Canadian sensation. He is a bearded
good
wonder.
Good day, Tony.
Good day to you, sire. How are you?
Good. You?
Fucking pretty good.
Hell yeah.
Absolutely hell pretty yeah. good. Nikki Skates, how are we?
How we doing? How we doing?
Pretty good. You?
Pretty good.
Okay.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Mitt, how are you?
Hey, Tony, I'm doing really, really good.
That's good.
Really, really good.
Really, really good.
Until Southside gets smacked tonight.
Oh, you're just mad about that three-run bomb in the bottom of the fifth last night.
That was
night.
Fucking bullshit. I would have been 6-1.
Classic Rich Hill.
Big, I mean, Big Dick Mountain.
Classic Rich Hill.
You throw Big Dick Mountain out there for more than four, you take your risk, my friend.
Tonight will that be is, absolutely electric. Yeah,
whether he's at 50 pitches or not.
Oh, shit.
What? Did you cut something wrong?
Yeah, I accidentally just cut it to an absolute black screen, actually. It was really, really bad.
I love, fucking love when that happens.
Oh, shit.
Wait, what just happened? Ooh.
But tonight, Tony, I am super pumped because we got Keuchel on the mound going against Waka, dude. It's awesome. Two favorite pitchers.
You don't want Waka Flocka.
I don't want Keuchel.
Yeah, exactly. Waka yeah. Flocka is fucking, he's been dealing, my friend.
We will get to that. I realized that my three ball bets were for the first round.
Oh, no.
Not for the whole tournament.
Oh, no.
No, it's okay. Harold Varner, one. Mav McNeely, one. Kevin Na, won. Tommy Fleetwood, lost.
Tommy. What happened to Tommy?
He was even. You know, someone was just a little bit better.
That'll happen.
But I got three more left in the fucking parlay in the round robin. So here we go. Winning that tournament right now is your boy. Actually, a lot of people are tied at -4. Patrick Reed.
Patty Reed?
Followed by Webb Simpson, Scotty Scheffler, and Harold Varner.
Where's Kitchen Sink?
Kitchen Sink. Mr. He might not. He's one under through eight.
Pretty good.
Yes.
He's playing good ball right now.
He's T15 right now.
He's playing well.
Yeah, not too bad. So that's the golf right now. We will provide updates there. The one baseball game that happened today so far. Reds are up 11-5, I think. Did you jump on that game at all?
No, I was thinking about Reds, but I
stayed away.
Yeah, Steele had been pitching well.
I know.
Yeah.
So stayed away. Last night on the ice, pretty exciting fucking game, huh?
It was exciting, and we thought we were going to skate to a Avs puck line victory. Looked like all they had to do was hold on a little bit longer, drain an empty netter, and we're golden. Actually missed an empty net chance, and then
the fucking Blues are fighting us.
That series was over.
Bob Thomas.
What the that fuck series are we was doing? Over.
Bob dead. Thomas from the goal line crashing the net ties it up.
What a game.
I had 60 minutes.
McKinnon was
good on the Blues.
McKinnon was flying all night long.
Might go 7 now.
St.
Louis might. Will be fucking bonkers.
The boost didn't hit because fucking O'Reilly Auto Parts can't fucking get one shot on
that
goal.
Was absurd. How did they win and he doesn't get two shots? I'm still
everyone else had it covered by the second period. Just staring at O'Reilly Auto Parts all the whole rest of the fucking game.
He had no shot?
No shots, I believe.
It's not bad. It's not bad. That wasn't game.
Wasn't his night.
It wasn't the game he was choosing to play.
It wasn't his night. So we'll get into NHL tonight as well. NBA. Man.
That game stunk.
It did stink, but we won. We were all on the Celtics.
It's good basketball.
Or no, you were on the Heat.
I was on the Heat. I was also on the under.
Okay,
sadly, Jimmy Butler did play. He didn't do anything, which helped me for my under bet, I guess.
Yeah, I think something's wrong with Jimmy, old Jimmy boy.
Old Jimmy boy.
I think something's wrong with old Jimmy. He's got to be hurt. And we missed on the boost there, 15 by 2 points. So that was fucking, that was tough.
It's got to be the end of it. On
they didn't come close to scoring 6 points in the first quarter. Not even fucking close.
Oh. But you guys had a great night on the diamond.
We did have a good night on the diamond.
Yeah.
Well, five you got three. Lucky and took all of our winning picks.
Smart.
Yeah. None of our losing picks.
I sure as hell did.
Um, Twins covered in the first five. They lost in the game. You were on the Giants, so that was good. Fucking Fetty. Shout out the Dodgers. That was, but yep. You had them first five, Nick, so that was a push for you. Congrats on hell doing yeah. that. Brewers won the game. What was the first five situation there?
Who were they playing?
You were on the Dads, right?
Oh, fucking Dads.
Oh, so the Brewers.
Dads won. The only ones the only ones that lost.
So the Brewers came back after fucking five. Fucking
Detmers got shelled by the Angels.
Again? What the fuck?
And fucking Big Dick Mountain serving up a fucking beach ball.
Yeah, A's was good. Rays was good. Yanks was good.
Yeah.
Braves, we didn't take that
Braves,
one.
Braves, Phillies has been terrible. Couple
close ones there.
Oh, yeah. Rich Hill in the fifth. Stroh's covered in the fifth. Yeah, and then the Rangers.
There you go. Twins are up to minus 176. Jeez.
Am I on that? We will talk about it.
My Lord.
We will fucking talk about it. today, what
Where
we got?
Where do we start, Tony?
What?
Where do we start?
We have the MLB.
Okay.
First game is until 6:40, so no rush there.
Congratulations to Jose Mourinho and Roma on winning the first ever Conference League.
Congrats, Toti.
Mourinho, the only manager to ever win
the
every trophy.
The Champions Cup. And this weekend.
Parking the bus?
This weekend.
Nah, he doesn't.
Are you worried that, Tim Howard said, you know, he's worried about how many games Liverpool's played?
We've rotated a lot, though. I understand what he's saying. But, like, even last weekend, Van Dijk didn't play. Salah played 20. Like, the big dogs should be fresh.
Okay.
Real Madrid also, you know.
They probably played quite a few games, too.
Yeah. It's not, it's not like they've been out of any tournaments early.
There will be a boost out tomorrow, probably?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
One NBA game tonight. You know what? It feels like two playoff games trump regular season games and one playoff game. So we start on the ice.
Okay.
We start on the ice. Rangers are at the Canes. This has been a home ice series. It's been a home ice playoffs kind of for these two teams.
Yep.
It has. Rangers didn't look bad on Carolina ice, though.
No, they did not.
Carolina looked pretty bad on Ranger ice.
They did. Canes are minus 156. Over under 5.5. How do we feel?
I'm going with the Caniacs. Okay. And all 20,000 strong screaming brother. I don't feel great about it, though. I just want that on the record, but I am going with the Caniacs.
Nothing wrong with putting that on the record. I love putting that on record. There's nothing wrong with a little self-handicapping. Let's see here. You want to know who's spinning the horn?
Yes.
Fucking Cowher. Should be Cowher.
Hopefully they saved.
They've got the towels out.
Okay. Hopefully they saved the big gun for game five.
Here. All the towels are on everyone's seat.
Yep. Defendancy. Is that what they're going?
No, it says, I can't see the top word, but it says Carolina all. Oh, Carolina versus all y'all.
Oh, that's okay. Sick. I'm in.
Carolina versus all y'all is tonight.
Sold.
I mean, it's pretty good. We don't know. Doesn't look like we have an announcement on who's spinning the
surprise.
Are they holding on to it? Spinner. What are we doing?
It could be a surprise.
Is it Big Dom? I saw him in the back cranking.
Should
one time.
Be fucking Big Dom. Should be Big Dom.
Unless this video, this 20 second video, shows who's spinning it. Let me get to the end of this video because we need to know. Nope.
Damn.
We have no announcements. We have no announcements on who's fucking spinning the horn tonight. How do you feel about this one, Gabby?
I'm taking the Canes. I don't see a reason not to take Hurricanes. They haven't lost at home all fucking playoffs. I don't think they're going to start now.
Feels like
I haven't been sold on the Rangers all.
Yeah.
Playoffs.
Really. Feels like Igor's starting to settle into this series,
yeah,
though, too.
Yeah, he is.
Carolina 6-0 at PNC Arena. These playoffs.
Let me see something here. Do I dare?
What are you doing?
You know, Ronta's been pretty good.
Are you taking the undie?
Canes are wearing black tonight as well.
All black.
Rangers are 1-5 in the last six road. 0-4 is a road dog. Yep, I'm doing it. Under is 4-0 in the Rangers' last four. Under is 5-0 in the Canes last five. Are they due for an over? I don't care. I'll take the under in this one.
That's probably the way.
Under 5.5.
Feels like both these teams have been
play tight.
Yeah, tight, good goal.
Play fucking smart hockey. Let's not fucking turn it over in the neutral zone. Let's definitely not turn it over in our zone.
No, don't need any Mike Smiths.
No, we do not need fucking goalies. Let's just fucking throw it around the boards, okay?
Speaking of Mike Smith.
We go to Calgary.
That's a good segue.
Yeah, it is. Basically the same exact line.
Yeah.
As Rangers and Canes, Oilers and Flames.
I want to take the Flames.
Yeah, oh, are you taking the Coilers?
It's hard to go against what McDavid and Dreisaitl. He's not getting a lot of respect either, but he's been playing pretty damn good too for having a battered ankle that the Flames definitely know is hurt and definitely are attacking. There's that one clip out there. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys see it. Three guys on the Flames take hacks at Dreisaitl's ankle. I'm going to take the Oilers.
Me too.
I don't love it.
Are you on Calgary?
Absolutely, Calgary. They ain't going out 4-1. There's no way. Get back to fucking playing how you play. This whole worry, like, McDavid's going to get his. You can't stop him. Don't fucking worry about anybody else.
Yeah, but he's setting up Kane, too.
It's fine, though. Score 9 goals like you did in the first game. Mike Smith sucks. This guy is the worst, possibly one of the worst goalies in the NHL. In the NHL, not the playoffs. In the NHL.
And they do him no favors.
No, he stinks. Like, put 10 past him, for Christ's sake. Come on, Calgary. And fucking beat Texas Hockey to go out like this, you bum.
We talked about it last night on That's Hockey Talk, though. Like, Calgary's top line, each guy on the line has scored 40 goals this year, and they're not showing up this series. Kachuk, he's not getting it done. Gaudreau has been in spurts, and Lindholm, he's too worried about trying to shut down McDavid, and exactly. It ain't working.
Play your fucking game.
They just need to trot out the fourth line against fucking McDavid, because what's it fucking matter?
Yeah, put fucking Lucic.
They do have last change tonight.
Yeah, home ice should matter a little bit there. But Markstrom has turned into Mike Smith.
This just isn't a 4-1 series. I don't see it that
Mike
way.
Smith's
There's
goofiness.
No way Edmonton's going to fucking – I can't see
it. Poisoned Jacob Markstrom, and I just I'm with you, Gumpy. That's what logic tells me. I should take the
Calgary.
That's going to be a fucking loud barn, too.
The Sea of Red.
Don't sleep on the loud
barn. I do love the Sea of Red.
The trends for this one are obviously
give me the Coilers, though.
Yeah, I will take the Coilers, and I will take the under in Rags Canes. There's a boost. Rangers and Calgary, both to win.
Come on.
Plus 350, that's good.
What are we doing?
That's good.
It's literally the opposite side that I'm on tonight.
Same.
So
you try and middle it. That worked out well.
Is there a way to middle this one? So we got that there.
There is a thought to run it back at the plus 1.5 again with the dogs. The dog parlay.
Have the Oilers or Flames covered 1.5 in any of the games, though? I feel like every game has been multiple goals.
Yeah.
The Rangers, and obviously the odds reflect that, but the Rangers, Carolina, I think you got a much better shot at hitting the 1.5.
Calgary and Edmonton. Game 1, 9-6, 5-3, 4-1, 5-3.
Yeah.
Tampa down to plus 250 for the cup.
Yep. Avs plus 140.
Tell you what, if you believe in anybody other than Tampa and Colorado,
some good fucking lines.
No kidding.
Shit, at this point, it might be worth a flyer on fucking Coils. Your boy Mike Smith in there again. Mike Smith against Vasilevskiy?
Mike Smith lifting a cup would be fucking awful.
I hope so. All right, that's what we got for the NHL tonight. NBA tonight. I hate this line.
Yeah, this is...
Warriors are minus 6.5, over under 215.5. See if they can close it out. There is a boost for Curry and Luka to make 8 combined threes. Sheesh. I don't hate that. And then there's a boost for Klay, Jalen Brunson, and Wiggins to each score 15-plus points. I don't hate that one either. But Mavs at Warriors. Do the Warriors close it out tonight? What do you think, Paul?
Yeah.
with -6.5?
Yeah, fuck it. It's over, dude.
Mitt, you're there?
We can't. I mean, if the Mavs do it, good on them, but I can't.
I'm not taking the Mavs is what I'll say.
Yeah, I think it's time. I mean, it's been a hell of a run, Mavs, but let's get it over with. I mean, I would like it as a Celtics fan. I mean,
yeah, you
Mavs win is fucking great. But I can't see him hanging again tonight.
Yeah, the Mavs showed some fight, but, I mean, Steph Curry hasn't even really gone off in this series yet. So, like, this kind of just screams to me, actually, bet Steph Curry's over here and take Golden State minus whatever. Who cares? I mean, there's no way that they have to play another game. They're going to go back to Golden State and play another game. There's no way.
What about the Barkley boost?
The +3s?
Yeah.
I don't hate it.
Oof. That's a fun bet, but
+130?
Yeah, that's
juice that
rare.
Up, dude. What are we doing, Charles?
I don't hate it.
Gotta do a first bucket on this fucking game for sure.
I like anything that's getting swayed over to plus money, obviously.
So the Warriors, two home games, they covered this number. Their one game three, they covered this number. The only one they didn't was obviously game four. So they've covered this number three of the four games.
Jeez. Nah, fuck it. Not going to talk me off it. Give me fucking, give me Looney first bucket too, +1600.
Okay.
Absolutely. Go down low, lad.
For the boost, let's put it this way. Steph hit. In the game they lost, he was 2 of 5. So he hit 2. The game before that, he hit 5. The game before that, he hit 6. Game one, he hit 3. Luka. Let's see if I can find Luka. See what he's how many threes he's doing a fucking game. Game long. Luka hit 3, 4, 5, and 3. But he shot 11, 9, 10, and 10. He's going to get the shots up for it. Yeah, I'm definitely taking the Barkley boost.
Wow.
Okay.
What a turn of events.
Okay. All I need to hear.
What a turn of events.
Yeah. Fuck it. You know, sometimes.
Hey, let it eat, my friend. Let it eat.
Sometimes you just got to, you know, live on the edge a little bit. And it could be partially because I don't. Yeah, I'm going to lay the 6.5 too.
I like it. You know what? I'm already cheering for Curry's over on points, so I might as well just hop on there too. I'm a Luka fan. I'd like to see him fire up some threes. I'm going to jump on the boost with Tony.
Okay.
Let's go.
Nick, you going that way?
Oh, yeah. I was already on it. I was just looking for the validation, and I got what I needed.
Mavs 1-5 in their last 6 as a road dog against the spread. 1-5 ATS in their last 6 games. So that matches up. Golden State. 9-2 ATS in their last 11 at home. 4-1 ATS in their last 5 overall. Yeah, I feel pretty good about it.
There you go.
You feel pretty good about it?
Oh, yeah. I feel great about
it. You feel pretty good about it?
Oh, yeah. Pissed off Steve Kerr and all that talent. Steve. Let's go.
Big Steve.
Yeah. Big Steve.
Big Steve.
6.5, that's nothing to Big Steve.
So that's what we got for NBA.
The disrespect.
Let's go to MLB. Let's go to the Diamond. Not a huge slate, but I think for some reason I bet almost every game.
Holy shit.
Almost. I'm not promising it. What do we have? 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 games. I have 7.
There's some close ones here. You found some ways. I like to hear
I them. Did find ways today. 7 of them. Pal, how many are you on?
6 piece. I think.
Okay.
Yeah, 6.
Did I hear you say Kevin Looney first basket?
Yeah.
Let's fucking go.
+16.
Let's go.
I think he had it already once.
It's a big one.
Yeah.
They love throwing it down to the big guy early.
It was what's his name last night? Or the first the Warriors Mavs game the other night, it was somebody absurd. Oh, it was Brunson.
Jalen Brunson.
I was looking at staring Brunson stared me in the eye and I didn't take it.
Okay. Let's go MLB tonight. Yankees are at Tampa.
Yeah.
Nestor Cortez and Ryan Yarbrough.
Feed me Nestor.
I like Yarbrough, but you got Yankees and their number one pitcher.
Yeah. Nestor's a fucking weapon.
Yankees, dude. First five money line.
Yes, sir.
Minus 120 range is where you had it earlier.
Absolutely.
It's still at that. So yeah, I think we'll sit on that side.
Yes, sir.
Not that the Rays are a bad team.
No.
But Nestor's been fucking good.
It's just fucking Nestor.
Yankees.
It's Nestor.
Herman Marquez and Patrick Corbin. This was one that I could not find a way.
No, nobody can. I don't think you are. I thought about taking the Rockies, to be honest, because I know Marquez was good.
That was the side.
Corbin was also good at one point, too. I'll pass.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cleveland and Detroit. You got fucking Connor Pilkington.
Yeah.
Versus Tarik Skubal.
Fucking Pilkington's fucking been decent.
Okay.
Is he an opener?
Yeah. Let me make sure.
Are you going Skubal?
I found a way.
You went Skubal? Against the Guardians?
I found a way. Pilkington will give you two or three innings. So he went, he gave up none in two innings. Those were all two innings. And then he went 3 2/3 and gave up two in his last outing. Skubal hasn't been bad either. He's on an 18-inning scoreless run.
Jeez.
Three straight Scoops. Starts has not given up a run.
50 strikeouts on the year for Scoops.
It's been pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
You know who hasn't been good?
Who?
These two teams against left-handed pitchers.
You're taking an under?
I will take Cleveland and Detroit first inning tie.
Jeez.
I got that at, let's see here. Where's my bets? Where's my fucking bets? Oh, those are settled. I'm going to have to go to active.
No.
What did I get that at? Fucking
Pilkington.
140. First inning tie, 140.
It's at 155 right now.
Ooh, see, they know. See, they...
Fuck, people zero. People see fucking Pinkleton on the scoreboard.
Yeah. You see Pinkleton and Skubal on the fucking scoreboard. That fucking... Now, I'm a little bit worried because all the games I've gone on, I feel like I get a first inning update on a fucking score.
Oh, yeah.
There's been a lot of first inning scoring.
Yes, sir.
But, hey, they can tie.
It's a juice ball.
You got one on that one?
No. I'll sit that one out.
Pinkleton and Skubal, you're up?
Pinkleton, I'm good.
Philly and Atlanta, Aaron Nola and Kyle Wright.
Hell yeah.
Atlanta first five plus a half.
Absolutely. That is the way.
They're at home. They've been the better team. And Kyle Wright has been better at home.
Yeah, fuck the Phillies.
Okay, we're on that together.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you. KC is at Minnesota. Donnie Lynch versus Devin Smeltzer.
Smeltzer's
been good.
Smeltzer is the dog.
One team is good. One team is bad. KC is second worst in the MLB at covering full game run line.
You're going full game on
Twins, Smelts? Full game run line, minus -1.5 at plus money.
Okay, well, I took this earlier, but the money line first five is now outrageous. So I will lay a half with Dean Smeltzer.
Devin Smeltzer?
Dean Smeltzer.
Dean Smeltzer.
1-0, 1.74 ERA. Somehow only has two strikeouts.
Well, that's just classic.
It's a bit alarming.
It's classic Smeltzer.
But hey, if you can get the boys out with some ground balls, give me the Twins against the Royals here.
Smeltzer's 10 innings. Yeah, 10 innings, 2 Ks.
Oh, he's only thrown 10 innings.
Yeah, but you know. All right. I mean, we're going out on a limb with this one.
If you're
going
to strike out every 5 innings.
The Royals have been so bad.
They stink.
So bad.
They are bad.
Eric Lahr.
Here's a matchup.
Versus Wainwright. Milwaukee at St. Louis.
What are you doing?
Wainwright at home. Lahr on the road. St. Louis is number one versus lefties. I will take first five money line with the Cards, minus -120.
Yeah, I'm with you, my friend.
Okay.
And?
Let's ride together. And what?
Put me down.
Ooh, we got like a K prop or something?
Nope.
Home run?
Yep.
Dinger Thursday.
Give me Arenado to hit a bomb, plus Nolan. 350.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that.
All right.
Yeah.
Fading Lahr.
Righty on lefty grind. Yeah, okay. You know how it goes.
Red Sox White Sox. Waka, Keuchel. Now, Waka is not as good on the road.
What?
Keuchel is better at home.
Nah.
But
I'm doing a double. I got a double play on this game, as we say in the baseball
world. I am on the Red Sox first five money line.
All right.
OK. Okay.
I'm taking the Red Sox first five plus half. It's minus 155.
Oh, really?
And I'm also going to take the Red Sox first five money line. And also give me Trevor Story for a bomb plus 350.
Triple header.
Triple play.
Fucking
everybody's fucking that.
You were
selling
yourself short there. Red Sox are plus a half now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Southside's dead.
Okay, that was uncalled for. Keuchel stinks, and we're going to bet yes, run in the first inning and probably the over on the game
Red
here.
Red Sox plus a half?
Yeah, but no, the Southside has never been hitting better, dude. Get out of here.
It's minus 150 now.
Yeah,
People are betting Keuchel. Here we go. Double down, the double play. Double play, dude.
Now, I worry that the line's doing that a little bit.
You don't trust Waka Flocka?
Trying to tell us something.
Nah. Non-baseball.
Southside's not fucking dead. I'm betting full game because I'm not betting on Keuchel. I'm betting full game money line, spite bet, because you said Southside's dead. Southside!
Spite bet! All right. Toronto's at the Angels. Ryu versus Ohtani.
No.
I'm good on this one.
Yeah, I'm good. I don't know what the fuck.
It's too much of a line for the Angels there. Dodgers are at Arizona. Mitch White and Umberto Castellanos.
Mitch White.
I'm going to take the D-backs first five plus a half.
The cojones on you.
Yeah, I know. D-backs are the number one team in the league at covering the fucking run line.
Yeah.
Arizona first five plus. Castellanos has a better ERAs. And actually, versus righties, fucking Diamondbacks have a better batting average. Hmm.
Good luck out there,
though. Okay, so you're just me.
Yeah, I can't.
You taking Marty Perez and or Frankie Montas?
Absolutely.
They've both been. I couldn't find a way.
I refuse to believe that Marty Perez is
you
good.
Said that last time.
And I will continue to go that way. Give me the A's first five money line with Frankie.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm on the Yanks first five money line. Cleveland, Detroit first inning tie. Atlanta first five plus a half. Twins full game run line minus the 1.5. St. Louis first five money line, Boston first five plus a half, thank you very much, and Arizona first five plus a half.
Yanks first five money line, Braves first five plus a half, Twins first five minus a half, Cards first five money line, Red Sox first five plus a half and money line, A's money line first five, and then Nolan Arenado and Trevor Story to hit bombos.
No MLB boosts. They don't like doing MLB boosts.
Not when fucking...
They probably after the playoffs are over.
Not when you got fucking the Barkley boost.
The Barkley boost?
Yeah.
It may hit.
Could.
Patrick Reed is still tied with Webb Simpson, Scheffler, and Harold Varner.
That baby. Is he back? How long has it been since he's fucking...
He's been playing a little bit better. Like, oh, really? I saw him last week and he played pretty decent.
Who's his caddy now?
I don't know who his caddy is now.
Huh.
I have to go check to see how these other three balls are going today.
There you go.
Tell you what, we get. I'll check it after the show. There's no reason for me to check it on air.
Thanks for the update, Bruce.
Wait, what is he doing? Is there a horse race this weekend?
He doesn't know if he's coming or he's still trying to fucking figure out why he's not wearing his blue jeans.
tomorrow is Picks Friday. Huge MLB slate.
No footy.
There's not a few international, or is it all done?
Just,
No, because it's Champions League. Don't be an idiot, Anthony.
Unless, is the French League still going?
That'd be weird if they were still going and they had Champions League same weekend.
Oh, come on. We need one, at least one footy pick, right? There has to be one.
There will be. It's dead. There will be one.
Yeah, there is one.
There's going to be one.
There's one.
Champions League is this weekend. Final. So there will be one.
Do you like how I got that in there? Fucking Tim Howard's fucking Everton lad.
Did you see who's performing?
Who? Dua Lipa?
That was last year, wasn't it?
Kid Rock.
Kid Rock for the world's game, but does sound right. That guy, loves him.
Kid Rock in Paris.
Kid Rock in Paris with a fucking beret on.
No, it's Camila Cabello.
Ooh. Should have been fucking Petrus.
Nah, it should have been Bad Bunny.
If I remember, it was Dua Lipa last year. The year before, wasn't it? Mr. Worldwide.
Pitbull?
Mr. Worldwide.
Well, 2020 probably wasn't. 2019. Champions League final performer.
It was Bad Bunny.
It was Imagine Dragons.
Oh. Okay.
Imagine Dragons plays.
Was there one 2020? No.
Who was 2020 final?
There wasn't. There was no performer.
Who was the final, though?
It was in Lisbon, Portugal.
Oh, it was fucking... Was it somebody?
Oh, no. Jesus. Last year was Marshmello, Selena Gomez, and fucking Khaled.
Jeez. Hell yeah.
2019 Imagine Dragons. Before that, it was Dua Lipa and Sean Paul. Alicia Keys. They always fucking... It's always a good performance before the game. And then you get that fucking Champions League music. Fucking... You're going to be fucking jacked, huh?
Wait, this isn't like halftime? Like the Super
Bowl? No, it's
before the game, dude. Before the game. Get the fucking party started. Yeah,
that's sick.
Oh, yeah. It's fucking world's game, my friend.
You
know how to do it.
You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at HammeredDown, YouTube.com/HammeredDown. Good luck tonight, everybody.
Hell yeah.
Good luck to you.
Good luck to you.
Good luck to you, Nick.
Good luck.
Good luck to you, Mitt.
Good luck.
Good luck to everybody watching.
Good luck.
We'll be back tomorrow for Picks Friday. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer down!